Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I am Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today we are pleased to welcome our guest, Frank Onweiler from the Fulton County Engineer's Office. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
In this segment, we would like to discuss National Engineers Week. Could you please share with us how you began your journey as an engineer?
Well, when I was growing up in junior high, my goal was always to be a math teacher and a basketball coach. I had good math and science skills. But as I got a little older, my dad suggested when I was in high school that I consider the field of engineering. And we had a good family friend, Greg Simon, who was a civil engineer. So I talked to Greg not only about what he did, but engineering, civil engineering in general. So when I enrolled at Ohio Northern University, I started in civil engineering. As further I went on, the more I liked it. So I ended up graduating from there with a Bachelor of Science degree in civil engineering. And then I worked for T.R. Warline and Associates in Swanton for 13 years. And then for the last 28 years, I've been at the County Engineer's Office and Highway Department.
So please tell us a little bit how you said you're at the County Engineer's Office for Fulton County. Tell us about that position and how you obtained that position.
The position of County Engineers is an elected position. We serve 4-year terms, and we're on the same cycle as the President of the United States. So I just, 28 years ago, was talking with some people about the position and thought I would try and give it a shot. It interests me very much with the type of work that's done around the county here. So I was fortunate enough to get elected and been able to be reelected 7 terms.
Thank you very much for your service with that. What do you want people to understand about engineering work?
Well, engineering work is, especially at the County Engineer's Office and the Highway Department, we focus primarily on roads, bridges, and drainage, and then this time of year, of course, snow and ice control, and that's probably what we're most known for. But the other things we do out of our office that I think people ought to be aware of is we do issue permits for work in the right-of-way, whether it's installing a new drive to a house being built or a ditch crossing for a farmer, utility work within the right-of-way. So we control where that utilities are being located and everything like that with the issuance of the permits. And then the other thing we do a lot of is the deed reviews. Every parcel that is transferred in the county has to submit the deed and the legal description to our office for review prior to transferring through the auditor's office. And last year we did almost 1,600 deed reviews. So you know, we're called the engineer's office, but there's an awful lot of surveying functions that go along with it, and we also maintain survey records and field monumentation throughout the county.
So it sounds like to me you're not just working with the engineer's office, you're also working with other elected offices here in the county to help your job and to serve the people here in Fulton County.
We do. I think we've got a special group of elected officials that all seem to have the same focus in mind, and that's for the betterment of the residents and people in Fulton County.
What do you feel is the most essential tools for your job?
Well, I think like most jobs in industry today, the computer is probably the predominant tool that's used and needed. But in my position as county engineer, certainly the computer is important, but I think the most essential tool for me is my mind. Decisions have to be made every day, and it can just can't be random decisions. I think things need to be thought through because everything we do has an impact financially, and also affects, you know, residents of the county. So I think the ability to be able to sit back and evaluate the matter at hand, the decision that needs to be made, certainly can't be done with the use of a computer, but I think computer in my mind are probably the two biggest tools.
And what do you find is the biggest challenge you're facing in the industry right now?
Well, I think in our office we're looking at two challenges. One is funding, and the other one is finding personnel. From the funding side of it, our budget consists 90% of revenue that is generated from motor vehicle registration fees and then gas tax. So if I look at just looking the last 10 years of our expenses versus our revenue, the cost to purchase asphalt's gone up 63%. Purchase stone for our construction project is 64% increase. Healthcare cost has went up 25%. But yet, our motor vehicle registration fee revenue has only increased 12% over that same time. We are fortunate that in 2019, a gas tax increase was implemented by our state legislature. So that has increased 66%. But from a funding standpoint, the concern with hybrids, the electric cars, they don't use the gasoline. How are they going to contribute towards the maintenance and upkeep of our roads and bridges? So that's a concern. And then just, you know, you hear it in all industries. Finding good help, finding people is a challenge. And, you know, we're no different here at the engineer's office.
And what sources are you using to look for those individuals to hire for your office?
We post job openings on our county website, Ohio Means Jobs, and then we also make postings at the local universities that have engineering students, which includes University of Toledo, Bowling Green State University, Trine University, and Ohio Northern University.
So it sounds like to me that you're covering your area very well, looking for those individuals, and you're also serving the community for what we have here in Fulton County. What is one piece of advice you would like to give someone that's starting out in this field?
I think probably the biggest thing, if you're considering the engineering field, is just have an open mind and explore the different branches of engineering, because when we talk about engineering, it is a broad field. Just to name a few, we have branches of civil engineering, electrical, mechanical, so forth. And I think it's important that you look into those branches that are of interest to you. And then once you determine that branch within, like civil engineering, for example, there's so many directions you can go with structural engineering, transportation, construction. So I think just to have an open mind and explore the different fields of engineering that are available to you out there is important.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And we encourage you to follow us on social media and the Fulton County website at fultoncountyoh.com for more information. This is Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor with Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County, wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.